Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. It is Six Sense Sisters. I'm Missy.
And I'm Liza.
Welcome. It is
technically
June 2nd, but we're not live this week on Sunday. I could have been like just those people on, you know, like get Kelly and whoever and say, it's June 5th. And lie to them, but I won't.
Right.
So yes, it is Thursday, June 2nd. We are airing this on Sunday the 5th. Hey everybody, hope you're doing well. Welcome. What a beautiful week it's been. And I'm just gonna say happy summer. That's it. I know I'm probably ahead of the game, but I don't care.
Because it's technically not till the 20th, but that's fine.
Right. But we don't have to tell anybody that.
Well, no, we don't have to. Well, we just did. So.
Okay. Good point. Yeah. That's true.
True. So we weren't on, you know, last week because the holiday and everything. So we didn't get a chance to talk about our week. So now we have 2 weeks to talk about. Anything? How about you? Anything interesting happen to you last
week? I have a new obsession.
A new obsession.
It is. It's James
Uh-oh.
Corden. I love him. I love James Corden, and he's got this drop the mic thing now. And I watched it with and I love it. And
you're breaking up a little bit. Yeah.
Lynn Manuel, who wrote Hamilton. But anyway, can you hear me?
I can hear like every other syllable.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah. It's actually really bad.
Well, maybe I can control my computer. Anyway, while I'm trying to
go.
Do that.
That's better.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you did, yes, that's better.
I did nothing. It's just my magic.
magic.
Magic. No, my week's been busy. I'm the mom of a seventh grader. We're a little busy. We got things going on.
Things going on.
You know, have I talked to you since I've seen Kim Russo? I can't remember.
Your acupuncturist?
No, Kim Russo, the medium, Kim Russo.
Oh.
Who does the, she was at a bookstore in New Jersey, signing her new book called The Happy Medium. Yep. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at your local bookstore, which we want local bookstores. Yay. So she came for a book signing and it was great.
Nice.
She's adorable. It was
adorable.
It was really nice to see. It was fun, you know, and the funny thing is I saw some people that I knew, but they didn't know that I was, you know, do what I do. So it was funny. And I'm like, ha-ha, I've outed all of you.
Right.
But she had a lot to say in this book. It talks about finding your intuition and listening to the inner voice and all the things that we've discussed before. And just how to be open to the things around you.
Right.
And the messages will come through, and they might not come through like other people, but they will come through.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it was really good. It was really
cool.
She did some readings and, I started getting a headache on the drive over there. Cause I just felt all the energy in that place. It was just weird. It was a little bookstore. But yeah, it was okay. It all worked out. She's lovely. I digress.
Very cool. You digress. Very cool.
Thanks, man. Yeah. So, you, my love.
Yeah. You know, nothing really too... Gosh, I'm trying to think. I don't think anything really eventful. I went and saw... Me and my son went and saw The Alice in the Looking Glass. That was cute.
Awesome.
If you like the Alice movies, that was cute. Gosh, really? Oh, my God. Am I boring? I just don't really know. I really didn't. Yeah, it's been pretty relaxed. Pretty relaxed. You know,
that's
I went
okay.
And I had a couple, you know, I had a couple connects and some clients. And, yeah, it was just one, yeah, just kind of a quiet right now. Kind of the quiet before the storm kind of thing, I think.
There you go. The quiet before the storm. I like it.
The calm before the storm, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for I'm doing a talk at one of my polka dot meetings. I'm pretty excited about that. It's the first time I get to speak at polka dot. So I'm hoping that if this goes well, that more chapters will have me come and talk. So I'm actually going to do the Divine Feminine, how to awaken the Divine Feminine, and how to have your own worthiness within yourself. So I'm pretty excited. So I've been getting ready for that. And yeah, that's pretty quiet, pretty nice, you know?
Yeah, it happens.
Pretty boring.
Yeah, then
yeah.
The full moon will come and kick you in the ass.
Right. Well, Saturday is, you know, I know this is going to air on Sunday, but Saturday, the new moon. So that means manifesting. That means setting your intentions and what you want to happen. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's always good to keep in touch with that.
Yes.
And like, you know, like when you talk to your, how cheesy am I, to your angels. Oh,
to your
angels.
Yes,
angels,
not Charlie's angels.
Not Charlie's angels. But
more angels. Da, da,
da, da, da. I was trying to find the music from Charlie's Angels, but I wasn't thinking fast enough. That so did not happen. But
oh,
anyway.
That's too funny.
So tonight we're talking about angels, archangels, how they are, who they are, how they help you, where to find
them.
Because they're everywhere.
Yes, they
and,
are everywhere.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, you pretty much, if you tuned in, you probably have your angels with you, you know, right now. They want to help you with everything in your life. So it's an interesting place to start. So if we were just, if we're just sitting, let's say Liza and I are just sitting here, it's just not Liza and I. It's Liza's guardian angels and archangels. It's my guardian angels and archangels. So we got like these two big posses. We need a very large room. But, you know, we want to talk about how we meet our angels. If you meet them, if you know, you know, if you believe in them.
If you know of
them,
yeah.
If you know of them, yeah. You know, angels are not, they're messengers. And they are here to guide you, to give you messages from, you know, source or God or the creator of heavens and whatever, you know, whatever you call it. And so it's, they're awesome. Sorry. I'm just going to stop talking, but let's talk about exactly what an angel is. You know, the word angel means, I believe, if I'm wrong, correct me if I'm right, it means messenger of God. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that what? Yeah. Cool. So we're so good. You know, go for it.
Yes. You know, it's, yeah, I mean, you can get, if you want to get technical, then yeah, it's a spiritual being that's superior to humans in power and intelligence. You know, angels are typically described as benevolent. I can't even say that word.
Benevolent.
Benevolent, yes. You know, they usually have wisdom and knowledge of earthly events, that are not inflammable for, and they usually work with God, higher source, to create peace. You know, there's all different kinds of angels. You know, tonight we're going to specifically talk about, your guardian angels, the archangels, and, we're kind of going off of, you know, Dorian Virtue's, kind of description of each. I think she does the best job at doing a description of each type of angel, each different angel, archangel.
I think so.
But you know, you have guardian angels, you know, like Missy said, they're with you right now. They're always with us. They don't worship or pray, you know, we don't worship or pray to angels because we only worship to God, goddess energy, higher source. Nor do angels want to be worshiped.
Or Justin Timberlake.
Right. They're just
okay.
Messengers of God, or higher source, goddess energy, however you want to look at it. So, angels love, you know, everyone unconditionally. They look past the surface and they see the godliness within all of us. They focus, you know, on our divinity, our potential, not our faults. So they're not judgmental at all. They solely bring love into our lives. You know, they keep us safe. They, you know, we can totally trust them. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a believer, you're a skeptic, it doesn't matter. You know, angels are always there. They believe in you. You know, they're your inner light. They know your true talents. They understand you. They know what your mission is. They know how important it is. They want to help you with everything. You don't need special training or need to be a saint or need to be, you know, in kind of some, you know, religious work to communicate with your angels. They're everywhere, no matter where you are, you can call upon them. You know, their assistance is, you know, free. It's always there. It's always available. So there's no catch.
Yep. No catch.
So yeah, they, you know, you can contact them on a regular basis. You can, you know, if you talk to them all the time, that's great. You know, they're always there. I'm going to, you know, kind of flop around here. I know, you know, one of the main archangels that a lot of people go to is Archangel Michael.
Yep.
He is probably the most famous of the archangels. He's been
very popular.
Yeah, very popular. You know, and but he comes through differently for everybody. So
absolutely.
He might not, you know, one person's interpretation might be, you know, might look something completely different than, you know, another person's interpretation. So, you know,
correct.
Me personally, Michael is very, very tall. He's probably about 7 feet tall. Probably best way to describe him is like He-Man without the funny, funky hair. To me, that's how he looks
hysterical.
To me. I don't know why, but he's just this very big, but he's very kind, gentle, you know, but he's different for everybody. So with Archangel Michael, when you call upon him, you want to be clear about what you desire, what you focus, you know, what is it that you want? You know, he's all about strength and valor. He, you know, intervenes miraculously to save lives, to protect ourselves, protect loved ones, vehicles, belongings, reputations, whatever you need. If you need protection from him, that's all he's about, is about protection. You know, you need protection from belongings, you know, making sure, you know, your possessions, you know,
yep.
You know, just, you know, stay in your possession, spiritual protection. You know, he's a supreme protector. He guards against, you know, all the effects of fears, fear-based energies, you know, any kind of negative emotions, anything unsavory in the world without fear, you know, that kind of thing. He, you know, he's a life purpose guide. He oversees, you know, God's mission to earth since, you know, before people were populated on the earth. He's, you know, he's the main guy. He's the record keeper. He's the manager.
He's the dude.
He's the dude. He's kind of the manager of everybody. His colors are usually royal blue, royal purple, and gold. A crystal or gemstone that kind of is associated with him is a sugar light. He oversees all astrological signs. So yeah, he's the dude. He's like the main
dude.
Usually the next one is Archangel Raphael. Raphael is all about healing. He is kind of known as the medicine doctor. And, you know, you want to give your cares and your worries to him. You know, he takes on your burdens. You know, when you call on him, you know, he is, you know, if you need healing in any kind of aspect or any kind of part of your life, that's what he does. He, you know, often cures things instantly. You manifest it, you want it to happen, it's going to happen. I know that, speaking from personal experience, it was I'd had a horrible, horrible headache, and it took so much out of me, and I couldn't even barely lift my head up, and I had company here, and I was like, you know, I can't focus. And, you know, everybody kind of just, they're like, hey, we're going to go on a walk. We're going to let you just lay there. And, I was laying there, and I just said, look, dudes, you need to zap this out of my head. I can't take it any longer. And I kid you not, it was like instantly it was gone. And, you know, just because
that's
incredible. You know, I called on him. I did. I called upon Raphael. I said, please. I'm like, you know, Archangel Raphael, you're the dude for healing. So, you know, give me some. I need some. And I did. It was like literally like instantly. And I'm like, if that's all it took, you know, with, you know, I just think of that scene in The Wizard of Oz where Dorothy says, all it takes was to clicking my heels 3 times. And I could have been out of this place. What? You know, I mean, so.
Don't mess with the shoes. I dig the Dorothy shoes. Come on.
I know, but it's like, oh, come on. If that's all it took, it's like, oh, my goodness. So I really take that into consideration when I'm not feeling well or if there's something just really overwhelming that's painful. I just said, hey, you know, hey, dude, Raphael, come on. Give me some healing, buddy. You know, things that are associated with him, his colors are green, always green, 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 green. Green is a healing color. Gemstone or crystal is malachite or emerald. I love both of those. He oversees all astrological signs as well. So yeah, he's the healer dude. Another one of my favorites is Archangel Metatron.
Oh yeah.
I work with him a lot. He is very intense. He's a very intense archangel. I don't know how other way to describe him. He is, you know, he utilizes the Merkabah cube. He is very into sacred geometry.
Why don't you explain what the cube is? Because some people might not know.
The Merkabah cube. How would I describe that? It's a cube that I'm just gonna pull it up here. It involves sacred geometry. And there is, I'm just going to pull it up here so I can describe it. It's a powerful symbol. It combines the two stars, tetrahedrons, one pointing up to the heavens, channeling the energy down from the universe to the earth plane, and the one pointing downwards that draws energy from the earth. So the top or upward pointing tetrahedron is a male that rotates clockwise, and the bottom or the downward pointing one, one is female, which rotates counterclockwise. So what does it mean? It basically, it can be broken down like mirror rotates fields of light, ka is spirit, and ba is soul. So it was taken from the 18th dynasty Egyptian translation, and in Hebrew it means chariot. Therefore, Merkabah means the spirit of energy body surrounding by counter-rotating fields of light. It's spirals of energy, which is as with the DNA strand, which transport spirit or consciousness from one dimension to another. So it's basically a light body vehicle. And I've meditated with it before. I've actually either held one in my hands, or I've actually pictured myself inside a Merkabah. And it just kind of makes the meditation a little bit more intense. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's like, and you know,
it's kind of
just,
hard to describe it, you
no,
know.
It is. And that was pretty lame of me asking. I'm so sorry. But
no,
I knew what it was. I just didn't, you know. Some people might not know, but those
right.
types of things are good because it's going to intensify your connection, which
it
is
does.
What Liza
it does.
Was saying.
Yes,
yeah.
It totally intensifies it. You know, the cube spins clockwise and then it uses a centrifugal force to push away the unwanted energy residue. So you can call upon Metatron, you know, and his healing cube to clear you. If you feel like your aura needs to be cleared, you can call upon him and, you know, take care of that excess discorded energy residue. His aura color is usually a deep pink or a dark green, but his colors are violet and green. And gemstones or crystals are water tourmaline. And his astrological sign is actually Virgo, the hard worker, the industrious, the inventive, the curiosity, the serious perfectionist. But yeah, if you...
And you can, and like I was saying, you could, like Liza's been saying the whole time, you can call upon these different archangels to help you.
Right.
You can
yeah.
pray to them. And, you know, they're there to help you. They're not out to get you. You know,
nope.
It's all about pure love and goodness and happiness and joy, you know, and there's,
right.
and there's a ton of them. You know,
there is
so
a
another
ton
one,
of them there.
There are.
Yeah.
yeah. And another one that I personally, that's a new word for me. Personally, yes. Is Archangel Gabriel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good old Gabe.
Gabe. He is specifically named in the Bible, the other being Michael. Gabriel appears to Daniel to help him understand his visions of the future. A lot of New Testament Gospels will say that Gabriel appears in the book of Luke in the Annunciation, because the archangel announces the forthcoming of the births of John the Baptist and Jesus. When do you call on him? Why do you call on him? So if you are a follower of Mother Mary, Gabriel and Mother Mary work close together. And they help sensitive children with, as far as adoptions, pregnancies, births, raising of children. Gabriel is deeply concerned about a child's well-being. And that's kind of interesting. You know, please, you know, when you want to talk to Gabriel, if you are called to work with children in any capacity, ask Gabriel to help you. He helps people, teachers like myself, counselors like both of us, writers, artists, and actors. Oh, big surprise there. He's kind of like an agent. No, I'm kidding.
An agent.
Sorry. He has a groovy, he's got a halo. Like his aura is copper. And the symbol is a trumpet. I have seen this. I've seen flashes and sparkles of copper light, and that was, that just came to me just now. Because of the work that I do, the singing work that I do, I kept seeing these flashes and sparkles of light. And I bet you 10 to 1 it was about Archangel Gabriel. The crystal for Gabriel, pretty cool. The crystal for Gabriel is copper, gemstone crystal. Astrological sign for Gabriel is Cancer, nurturing and hardworking parent. And you can always, you know, pray to Gabriel to watch over your child and or your students if you're a teacher. Anything that could help your kids. So, yeah. Hey, you know,
yeah, and
we
another,
do.
Oh,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, just another thing too, you know, archangels, you know, they, like I said, they come through differently for everybody. You know, Gabriel could be come through as a fit with feminine energy for you versus masculine energy. It's just, that's how they come through. So they're neither male nor female. It's just the energy that they, how they present themselves to you, that will help you resonate with it better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what were you going to say, hon?
It's gone. Yeah, it happens when you get
gone.
Old.
It's gone. It was there, and then it was gone.
Yeah, she's lost her mind. It's all good. In my crazy old lady bag, I carry rocks, of course, but I also carry this clear. I don't know what I guess you would call it a stone, but it's not. It's like more like plastic. But I carry Archangel Uriel, and I don't know. Yeah, that's one of my dudes. And if anyone's ever experienced Archangel Uriel, it's very interesting. When they think of archangels, they include Uriel on the list. And I always laugh when I say it because, well, you know, it sounds like something else. And
yeah,
it's terrible, but it's true. Mm-hmm. But they kind of go with Michael and Raphael and Gabriel. So Uriel is the archangel who protects humankind from a group of fallen angels. The archangel will guided the prophet Enoch.
I'm reading the book of Enoch right now.
Here's interesting, who later ascended into archangel realm as, everyone say it, Metatron.
So they go
together. So when do you call on Uriel? You call on Uriel when you want him to help you with information, ideas, epiphanies, and insights. It's kind of like having, I don't know, some old guy helping you out, like who's very knowledgeable. If you need a solution to something, you know, if you're not quite sure, you never know. If you really, really focus, you might get a right answer on a test, which wouldn't suck. He's there to help you guide more. So basically your intellectual pursuits. And his crystal is amber. The astrological sign that it is under is Aquarius. Kind of makes sense. You all right?
Yeah.
And
I'm
the
sorry.
Color that refers
I'm
to his,
cover it
his
up,
aura.
But...
No, it's okay. And his aura color is yellow. So
yellow. No,
yellow.
I just kind of tickle in my throat and I was like, what the heck? So I do apologize for the coughing.
Oh, it's all good.
It's all good. Mm. It's good.
It's good. So you've got all these, we could just keep spewing out these angel names.
Yes.
But the thing is that, you know, you're going to have angels and archangels around you that might not have a name. You don't know who they are.
Right.
But, you know, and, you know, the guard, like we've discussed before in the past, your guardian angels, they could be of this earth at one point where archangels were not.
Exactly.
You know, so it's something.
And you might
to,
have, you know, you might have earthbound angels too. So like we kind of talked about last week, there might be somebody in your life that you truly feel is like an earth angel to you, is somebody who you just, oh my gosh, they just, you know, help you and they, you know, nothing in return and they're always there for you and they're always seem to know when you're, something's going on or something's not right. And they always seem to just be there for you. You know, those
they
those
know
like
when
earthy.
You are sleeping, they know when you're, sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Right.
You're.
But yeah, they might, you know, they have this knowing that something's up with you and they're like, hey, what's going on? How's it going? Or they just happen to call you and you just, you know, not doing well. And, you know, they just, you know, those are, you know, your earth angels and your earth guides too. So, but yeah, there's
a ton
of different ones.
Oh, totally.
A ton of different archangels. And yeah. Like you said, I mean, we can go, you know, I mean, there's 15 that I know of archangels and they all represent so many different things, but we kind of just went over just the main dudes, you know, Michael, Gabriel, Metatron, mm-hmm. Raphael, Uriel, the kind of, you know, there are other ones. Like I said, there's quite a few different ones that just do different, are specifically for different things. And, you know, we can always go over them, you know, another mm-hmm. time too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we do have, since we're going live, but we're not live really, people are on the chat or in the chat room, and we've got a call on hold. If you want to give us a call and talk to us about who your angels are, give us a call at 773-897-6118, 773-897-6118. Let me go to a call that I don't know if they're listening or if they want to hang and chat with us, but let's see who's here.
Okay.
Hey there. You're on with Missy and Liza. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Maybe they just want to hang on. Yeah.
Maybe it was Archangel Michael.
Oh.
That's it.
It was Michael, yes.
Yeah, you know. But, I, you know, people rely on angels during times of darkness. Like they do, you know, when you pray. You always pray when there's a drama, when there's despair. But to realize that they're there with the happy times as well. Acknowledge mm-hmm. the angels during the happy times. You know, don't just say, oh, yeah, I know they're here. Oh, I'm only going to talk to them or acknowledge their being while something bad's going on. You know, because that's not really utilizing all the good that they can do. Do you agree, Liza?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I've kind of had a, you know, since I was 8, I have been seeing angels, and sometimes in their true form, which how I see them is pure light. Since I was 8, I've been seeing them, and I've had quite a few experiences where I've actually seen angels in take like a physical form, like a human form. And I remember this one time we stopped to get an ice cream or something. And across the street, there was this ambulance, and there was, I don't know what the circumstances was. I just saw the ambulance. It wasn't a car accident. There was just an ambulance there. And so we stopped and we got some ice cream, and we're just kind of sitting there, and we go and sit back in our car, and this gentleman comes up, and he's not dressed nice. He's very disheveled, just not very looking very clean. And mm-hmm. You know, I kind of picked up that he was kind of a homeless man. Mm-hmm. And he was asking for money, and we're like, oh, sorry, you know, we just spent our last couple dollars getting an ice cream cone. And mm-hmm. I said, you know, I'm so sorry. And he's like, don't worry, no problem, no worries, you know, just kind of like, you know, at least you acknowledged me, you know, because everybody else wasn't paying attention to him. They were turning around, you know, because I was watching this whole scene kind of, you know, play out. So we're sitting there eating ice cream cone, and I just happened to look over, and I literally saw this man. And this was a busy street. And so there was tons of cars going back and forth. And I literally saw, and I wasn't the only one, the person that was with me saw this too, literally saw this man walk through the cars to the other side, walk around the ambulance, and he was gone.
Seriously?
Seriously. It was like one of those experiences that I'm like, one of those memories, I'm like, oh my God,
that's
I will never
insane.
Forget.
That's amazing.
It was, yeah, I will never forget it, because I mean,
you're
it was
so
like
cool.
In clear view that you could see
right.
All this playing out.
Did other
like,
people see it too?
No. I turned
okay.
And I looked at the person I was with, and I'm like, did you just see that? And she's like, yeah, did you? I mean, we were just like completely stunned that we saw this whole thing play out of this man, you know, literally walking through cars and then just went around this ambulance and disappeared. And little things like that have actually happened to me quite a few times. I've seen, you know, angels you know, I call them angels, you know, take human form and help assist with different things. And then they're gone, you know, and, you know, the first time I ever saw, an angel in their true form, I actually saw eight of them. I was actually 8 years old. Funny, eight, actually eight is a divine number too. I was at
eight is a magic number. Yeah. There's a kid's song about eight being a magic number.
It is a magic number, but mm-hmm. I was helping out in the daycare at this church that we went to, and it had one of those, windows where you can't see in, but you can see out, so you can see the service and everything. And there was a big curtain that was across it. And usually the sanctuary was pitch black. I mean, this was a huge sanctuary and it was always pitch black, but this was a Saturday and I was helping, you know, help assist with these older kids and stuff and these little kids. And I don't know, something that's kind of drew me to the window. And so I kind of went over to the window and I kind of pulled the shade back and it was pitch black. And I was like, oh, okay. You know? And so I kind of pulled the curtain back and then I pulled it. I don't know, for some reason I pulled it again to look through. And I kid you not, I saw these eight angels sitting in one of the pews and it lit up the entire, I mean, I kid, this is a completely pitch black sanctuary, no light, no windows, nothing. And it was like the whole place lit up from these eight angels sitting in these pews. And I was like, oh my God, what am I seeing this? Am I seeing this? And so I called people over and I'm like, people, look. And they're like, what are we looking at? It's pitch black. And I'm like, no, they're right there. You know, like nobody could see them. And everybody's like, what? And I'm like, they're right there. How do you not see them? And it's like, it lit up the entire sanctuary. But that was the first time I ever saw angels. And I didn't know. I honestly thought that what I was seeing was just, maybe it was just in my imagination, you know, I wasn't really seeing it. And so it was something I kind of just discredited.
Yeah. Well, that type of thing, you always, that type of thing, you don't, like, you're just not saying to yourself, oh, look at that, a row of angels. How fabulous. You know,
exactly. You know, so it was something that just, yeah. Yeah. You don't see it. So I just kind of just not really put much thought into it. And but it was
exactly.
It happened more and often that I would see you know, certain angels. So yeah, I mean, angels, you know, come in all different kinds of forms, you know, around us, you know, whether they're corporeal or not, they're always
right
around us. So
Aloha Jay is waving at us on the chat room.
Aloha,
so
Jay.
And I'm waving back. We do have a call on hold. Let's see if they are interested in chatting with us. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey there, you're on with Missy and Liza.
Hey,
hello?
Ladies, how's it going? Hello.
Hey,
what's
going
on? Not too much. Just got into the show. So what are you talking to them about tonight?
We're talking about angels and archangels and how they are, you know, all for us and all about helping and guiding us. And we were asking before if anyone had any experiences with angels or archangels, if they believe in them or not, you know, and just seeing what people's thoughts were.
What's your take on it?
If you
well,
have any.
When people ask me that, do you believe in angels? I say, no, I have faith that they're there all the time. And they actually give me messages all the time too. So a lot all the time in terms of something that I can understand. And those are like the angel numbers, like 333, 444, something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. On a very consistent basis. So they're always there. And I'm not sure, but I usually get coins left around, feathers, a lot of feathers. I collect a lot of feathers.
Yeah.
I close my
eyes.
So
you're getting signs all the time.
Signs all the time.
Yeah, I close my eyes and see blue spots, which is Archangel Michael, and I have an Archangel Dorian Virtual Archangel card deck, and it has one extra card in it.
Nice.
Interesting.
It has one extra card. I'm not sure. I picked it a long time ago, but yeah, just a long, long time ago, and I think that's about it.
That's a lot.
Sometimes they'll go, I think sometimes they'll go through, if I'm aware of it, they'll channel a message to another person so I can hear it channeling through them, but they don't know, even know they're know it, that it's like I put the question out there, and then maybe I'm walking by, I'm sitting right beside somebody, and they see the answer, but they don't. It's just coincidence. I'm not sure, but yeah. Yeah, I get that too.
I think that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very cool.
Very good.
In Canada, when they actually, that's where I'm calling from, is that when they had the penny around, I would get lots of pennies around. I would see lots of pennies. I got a whole bowl full of pennies. So.
That's
cool.
Nice. Also, do you have a bowl of all the ones you find?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still got
I think that's really neat. Now, where in Canada are you?
In Western Canada.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to our show. Thank you for joining us.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And sharing how you see your stuff, how you see your signs from angels and probably others. You know, you started talking about Doreen Virtue's deck, and there's a new book out. Well, not new. Who am I kidding? But I was looking. It's actually quite old. If anyone wants to read out Archangels or Ascended Masters, you can. There's a nice book Doreen Virtue put out called Here We Go, Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Deities. You can find it on Amazon, and you can get it on your Kindle or a hardback or a paperback. But it's very, that's a good one. That's a good one. And Liza, you would be so proud.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might have purchased some cards.
Oh, you did. Good for you.
I did. I bought two decks this last weekend. I got the Healing with the Angels, the Doreen Virtue Healing with the Angels, and actually Jacob is bringing me the other box.
Nice.
The other one was Talking to Heaven, the one that she did with James Von Prost.
Oh, that one.
Good.
Yeah, do you have that one?
No, I've got I don't have Healing with the Angels. I've got Mermaids and Dolphins and Archangels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't have I quit buying them because I got 30 decks so far, and it's like it's curious.
Oh, have you met my friend Liza? She has 175.
Yeah.
Crazy.
She's got an issue.
I have a lot of decks, yes.
Yeah, so, and I have now a total of 5, and I think
nice.
I'm maxing out. So I'm going to let her have all the decks. So there it is. But, yeah, it's interesting how they got, you know, I'm not really used to these yet, and I'm not one to use them all the time. But I saw them when I was away last weekend, and I was like, and I did that whole law of attraction thing. If you put something close to your solar plexus, if it pulls you towards the item, yeah, it's a go. If you feel your body moving away from it, it's a no-go. So those two were a pull towards. So I said, all right, I'll splurge. So we'll see. I'll work with them and see what happens, you know.
Have fun with them. Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely more of a guiding situation. But, yeah, so anyway, that's all I got.
Awesome.
Thanks. I thought you'd be proud.
Yeah.
So, and it's getting to that crazy time of day where my voice dropped 15 octaves, and we're going to end the show. Now, sir, we did not even get your name.
Yes, what is your name, hon?
Oh, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks for calling in, Jay. Oh, is this Aloha Jay?
Yes, it is.
Aloha
Jay!
Yay!
Aloha Jay. Aloha Jay. Jay, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your experiences and the signs that you receive, because I think a lot of people experience the same things but don't recognize it or aren't open to noticing them. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, and blessings to you, and have a great week.
Yes, blessings.
Yes, angel blessings to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, way to go, Aloha Jay.
Aw, thanks, Aloha Jay.
You are awesome.
From Canada.
From Canada, eh? We're going to get in trouble for that. Anyway.
No,
but,
I love Canada.
I do, too. You know, but we will continue on our talks over the next weeks or so in regards to guides. You know, we've talked about guardian angels. We've talked angels. We've talked spirit guides. But wait, there's more. There are animals.
Yes. Now you're talking. That's my jam.
So that's a coming. And thanks to everyone who called in and listened in. We didn't expect anyone to be listening because we're going to try to post this on Sunday. So hello, surprise. Maybe we'll just
thank
put it
you.
Up now.
Everybody listening, yeah.
Thank
Maybe
you
we
so much.
Should, yeah.
Put it up now. So thanks very much. And Liza, as always, it's been a pleasure, darling.
It's been a pleasure, my dear, darling.
Okay. And if you need to get in touch with us, I will give you all the facts in just a second. Thanks for calling and everyone
Thank
calling
you.
In and being in the chat room. And we'll talk to you later. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to Sixth Sense Sisters on blogtalkradio.com. We are here every week, almost, and we are talking about everything metaphysical. You can also find us at www.sixthsensesisters.com. Or our personal sites, which is thefantasticempathic.com, fantasticempathic.com. And yes, we are on Facebook at Sixth Sense Sisters. And we are on Twitter. And we're everywhere, people. Everywhere. So, keep an eye out. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.